We're going to go now to in a special bonus program to Vancouver, British Columbia, and we're going to be talking with Patricia Stewart-Bertrand, who all of you know is one of our regular moderators here, and we're going to talk about Stargate. So we're going to have a little intro music, and then we're going to get on to Stargate. Stewart-Bertrand, who was at the last Stargate to be held in Vancouver. Patricia, is that you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia. Are you there?
Where are you?
I think we have Patricia Stewart-Bertrand with us from Vancouver, British Columbia. Patricia, are you here?
Yes, I am. How are you, Ken?
Well, we're here with Lori and with Holly, and we know that you just concluded the Stargate convention, the last ride to the gate by the wonderful Creation Entertainment. How did everything go at the convention this weekend, Patricia? Take it away.
Oh, it was an amazing convention. They really pulled all the stops out. You definitely have to give a shout out to Creation Entertainment for pulling everything together. They had quite a selection of guests, Joe Flanagan, Paul McGillion, David Hewlett, and Chris Judge came, and it's been wonderful to see him because he hasn't done a lot of conventions in the last little while, as you know. We had Frank Cassini from The Sentinel and Peter Fleming, who played Agent Barrett. We had Alex Panovic, who has played Jaffa, and our very favorite background performer, Bill Butt, also known as Bag. That stands for Balding Asian Guy, he dropped by as well. And David's sister, David Hewlett's sister, Kate Hewlett, came by today and entertained everybody with stories about David Hewlett and what he got up to when he was a boy. I'll be sending you a nice report about that soon, and everybody will be able to read that on Wormhole Riders. How is that for a beginning?
Sounds great.
Well, Patricia, that sounds very exciting. We saw an awful lot of tweets coming out of the Creation Entertainment Convention, and a lot of nice pictures. Of course, you were very active on Twitter this weekend. What was it like from when you arrived Friday night? Maybe we can start a little bit with the karaoke party. That's always a big event. Did you have a chance to stop by there?
Yes, the karaoke party was actually very entertaining. There were a lot of interesting people there, lots of fans. It wasn't really run by any celebrity this year. I imagine that if Ryan Robbins had been able to attend, he would have been there because, as we all know, Ryan Robbins has a wonderful singing voice and he's very talented. He also plays guitar, so he would have been quite the addition. But we did fine without any celebrities attending. Everybody had an opportunity to get up and sing, and it was quite entertaining from the perspective of Creation as well, because they also have some talented performers in their ranks. A lady by the name of Stephanie that works for Creation Entertainment has an incredible voice, and she entertained us with some really wonderful music. And then on Saturday, everybody was all excited to see the celebrities. We also got the opportunity to listen to Julia Benson and Sue Ann Braun. Sue Ann played Hathor, of course. Julia is from SGU. And the amazing Andy Frizzell, who is the race queen in Stargate Atlantis, was also very entertaining. She's a very funny lady. And so there was a lot of representation from the female side of Stargate this time around, which is fairly unusual. There's usually maybe one or two people that are female that attend these conventions as actors, because there's most of the fans are female, so they want to see the guys. My favorites, of course, are Dan Tain and Alex Zahara, who have been in a lot of Stargate episodes. Alex especially has worn a lot of makeup and has played a lot of aliens. Dan Tain has been Kull Warrior, and he's also played a Wraith. I think he was actually the only Wraith King, if we could call a leader Wraith a king, because most of them, of course, are queens. But he seemed to be in charge of a lot of people, and he was in the episode where Ronan was battling against the Wraith pretty much on his own, and he ended up killing Dan's character in the end, which was very impressive. Dan did tell us stories about that. And they're all very interesting to talk to. I think, unfortunately, due to bad planning, I'm running out of energy with my phone. So is there anything else you wanted to ask me before I can't talk to you anymore?
Well, we'll hold on a sec here. We will continue to chat with you until your phone drops. How is the crowd here? You know, this Creation Entertainment has done events in Vancouver for many, many years. I believe this is the seventh year, if I recall correctly. They started in, I think, 2004. How was the crowd, particularly for Joe Flanagan, David Hewlett, and Kate Hewlett, Barbara Picard? How was the crowd today? Because this was their big day at the event.
Yes. The auditorium was packed. I think that most everybody showed up today. Joe and David and Paul were a hit, as they always are. I think they also got the longest time on stage. Creation usually limits the talent to about an hour. And they were, Paul, Joe, and David were on for at least an hour and a half, probably closer to 2 hours. And they were just hilarious. If anybody ever gets a chance to go to a convention with those three on stage, it's worth the entire ticket for the entire weekend. They're that funny. So it was definitely a good event. Creation outdid itself. It's a pity that this is the last one for Vancouver. But they're also doing one in Chicago in August. So if anybody can manage to get to that one with some of the celebrities they have coming to that, it is definitely worth your while to go.
As you know, Patricia, we'll be covering Stargate Chicago, and we're hopeful that Creation Entertainment will continue with that as an anchor. One of the other things that I found interesting coming out is that MGM made an announcement about an application coming out that will be announced on Facebook about Stargate. Twitter and Facebook were all a Twitter about, does this mean that Stargate might be coming back, either as a series or as a movie? Was there any chatter among the fans after the announcement of the new MGM Studios application?
A lot of them are very interested about what that entails. From what I understand, there is a group of individuals that are working closely with MGM to create a virtual world of Cheyenne Mountain. And individuals will be able to create an avatar and go into that virtual world, open doors to different rooms, go inside, and experience Stargate from the inside. As well, we think that's probably going to be MGM's way of determining interest in any further Stargate series or movies from people that are interested in the franchise. So anybody that wants to learn more about Stargate or wants to see more movies and maybe another television series in the future, I would definitely encourage them to look for the Facebook page that was mentioned, because they will be getting on Facebook. And then in June, when they create the virtual world, then that will be an opportunity to show MGM that there is still a great deal of interest out there to support the franchise. And I think that is pretty much what they're wanting to see. So definitely do what you can to get involved and support it.
Well, there was a lot of time. Michael Shanks is very active today. As you know, we were very busy covering three events this weekend, your event, Calgary Expo, and Holly, of course, was at BotCon in Dallas yesterday covering Gary Chalk, one of our favorite Stargate characters, as the Russian colonel. Shanks must have fielded, and I was looking at a search column, there must have been 100, if not 200 questions about, has he been approached to play Dr. Jackson again? Was there similar talk at the convention once the announcement was made about the Cheyenne Mountain application?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of conjecture right now. People are not absolutely sure what MGM has in mind, so people are trying to figure out what they want to put together, and if there's already talk about who they would like to see if anything comes together. And everybody has their own person or group of persons in the way of the actors that they would like to see on the show if it comes back. So the best thing people can do is, if they really want to see their actor, their favorite actor, like Michael Shanks or Jill Flanagan or any of the other big ones, or even some of the supporting cast that really appeal to the fans, the best thing to do is to support what MGM is trying to do here and show their interest and keep active in the Stargate community, being positive and pleasant to MGM and anyone else affiliated with it, so they know we love the show and we want to see it happen, but we're not going to make things difficult for them.
Well, you know, a lot of the comments I saw, as you know, you know, we love all the Stargates here, the movie and the three series, but there was a lot of unanswered questions. Holly, do you have any questions about Atlantis or Universe or SG-1 that you'd like to ask Patricia?
Sure. I mean, I'd like to see a combination of all the actors, wouldn't you? I mean, if they were, I mean, it's mind-numbing to think what they're actually planning. I'm in shock, sort of, that they even have got an application out there, you know?
Yes, definitely. I think right now what the fans want to see is something where everyone is all together in one show, all of the names, the big names, and to have that started up again, and maybe just to build on that and to create a bigger Stargate universe and what they already put together, so that these individuals are actually working together. A lot of the actors want to see that too. They want to be able to work from the perspective of being a character that interacts with another character from one of the other Stargate series.
That sounds great, and I think they all need to figure out how to get Destiny home or something.
Yes.
Get people out of space.
Well, they definitely can't ignore what has already come before.
Right.
Exactly. And that, I think, would play into it. It's going to have to be a show where they do rescue the cast from Destiny so that they can be brought back to Earth, or to be able to support them as they travel throughout the different galaxies. But also they want to continue with the storyline on Earth. In fact, Joe Flanagan said when he was on stage today that what he would like to see out of Stargate is more exploration of things happening on Earth. What would happen if the race managed to reach Earth and became a real threat to Earth? How would they deal with that from being on the planet Earth? And he seemed to think that that would be a great storyline that could be continued for quite a long time in the series. It would be kind of interesting to find out what the fans thought of that idea, if they're not actually exploring space but are focused more on Earth activity.
That would be fine with me. It made the hair on my arm stand up when you said that. That, you know, it just, I mean, I don't know. I was of the mind that we weren't going to get another gate, you know, and I just accepted it. It's not that I loved it, but, you know, sooner or later you just have to accept the inevitable. But, boy, I'm kind of excited now. It's a good story.
Yes,
for kids. It's a good story for anybody, even if you don't know what came before.
Exactly. And all of the actors are very interested to see what happens. They're paying attention. Anybody that isn't already on Twitter, there are several actors on Twitter, and they would be happy to engage with the fans about what is going to be coming up. They don't have much more information than we do at this point, but as this unfolds, I'm sure that we will get more information from MGM, and the actors will be informed, and they will be able to share with us what is going on. So this is really an exciting time. It's an opportunity for the fans to really get excited and get engaged.
Lori, did you have any questions about MGM Studios or the Stargate franchise?
That sounds like it's a lot of fun. That virtual reality thing sounds unbelievably amazing. Were there people in costume at the convention, et cetera, this year?
Yes, there were. There weren't as many as usual. One individual was dressed as a Wraith. She had a wonderful costume. She was dressed in a white slinky outfit, and her hair was red. Of course, she had a lot of makeup on to make her face look quite white. She had her picture taken quite often in front of a big banner of the gate. The banner, actually, if you take a picture in front of it, it looks like you're standing in front of the real gate. Creation often places that at conventions, so look for that at the Chicago convention if you go. And hopefully when they do have a Chicago convention, there will be a lot of people that do decide to dress up and really wow everybody that attends, because this is looking like a very exciting year.
That's awesome.
Well, it is. You know, Patricia, you and I and millions of others are Stargate fans, and although there was a pretty good segue out of SG-1 and a continuation of the presence of many of the main cast members, specifically Amanda Tapping, into Atlantis Season 4. And, of course, they were featured in Richard Dean Anderson, and Amanda and others were featured in the Stargate Universe Season 1 premiere. There's a lot of interest in wrapping up the story of the three shows. Of course, at this point, it is speculation. MGM has not come out directly and said that they're going to revive the franchise at this time. However, don't you find it interesting that they did this in Vancouver at the last convention, announcing the Volt's virtual Cheyenne Mountain app for Stargate?
Oh, absolutely. They are definitely testing the waters. They haven't come out and said that's what they're doing. But the way that they have done this, it's an indication that they really would like to see how the fans react. If there's interest, if the fans get really involved in this new venture that they are planning with the app, then it's going to show that there's a great opportunity for them to revive the series. The app, of course, is going to be available on iPhones and iPads. So anybody that's already got those available to them will be able to benefit. Anybody else, go out and get an iPhone or go get an iPad and really have a great time. And just right now, Alex Panovic and Frank Cassini are giving me a hug. So say hello.
Hello, love you.
That was Frank Cassini. Peter Fleming, can you come and say hello to Wormhole Riders on the phone, on the radio?
Wormhole Riders. I just want to tell you one thing. Everybody said that it was a 2-block walk from, where were we, the Hyatt? The Hilton to Earl's, and I just walked 8 blocks, and I'm in heels, and my feet are sore.
Well, Agent Sorrell, you need to get used to that, because we want to see you back in whatever MGM has planned coming up pretty soon.
I'm sold, man. Bring me on. You guys do your part. I definitely will do mine. I love these things.
Patricia, we're going to let you go in a couple minutes. We understand that you're at a post Stargate convention dinner this evening with many of our friends from Gate World. Is that not correct?
Peter just had to run in. He is at a party that Gate World is holding, and this is the last event for the convention. It's being held at a restaurant called Earl's, just a couple of blocks away from the hotel, and despite what Peter said, it's not that far. But he does look adorable in heels.
Oh, my God.
Are they stilettos, Patricia?
3-inch high.
Oh.
That
he's got the leg cord. I'll just have to say that.
That is really funny, Patricia. Patricia, what else can you share with us? There were other great stars there. Mike DePood. I understand Chris Judge made an appearance as well. How were Mike
and Chris
this weekend?
Chris was very good, very funny this weekend. Of course, he has not been able to get to these conventions for a while, so it was really great to see him again. He came to the dessert party later on in the evening with Jewel State, and they visited the different tables together. Brent State, who is no relation to Jewel, also came around to the different tables. Mike DePood was not able to attend the dessert party. He was there for most of Friday and was not able to attend most of the convention because he is extremely busy. When I asked him what he was up to, he listed off at least 8 different productions that he is a part of, including a Canadian production called Continuum that seems to have picked up a huge number of Stargate alumni as either guests to the show or as regular series actors. It's been quite amazing to hear about Continuum. Just about every actor that has come to the convention has some part in it. So it's going to be quite the series to watch. Hopefully America will get it soon.
Well, we hope so. There has been a tremendous buzz on Continuum, and we know Mike is extremely busy. Really has done an outstanding job after his last role in Stargate Universe. He's one of the few actors that has been in all 3 series. Is that not correct, Patricia?
Yes, it is. And he was very popular this weekend at the convention. He had one of the longest lineups for people getting autographs, which really quite surprised me, because a lot of the time you don't think of someone that is not a main character in the show being that popular, but he is definitely on his way up, and he is wonderful on stage. He is a very engaging man. He has quite a lot of interesting stories to tell, and I will be writing about them as soon as I get the opportunity, and I'll be sending all that information to Wormhole Rider so that all of the fans can read about it.
One last question. Julia Benson, the erstwhile lieutenant, James, in Stargate Universe, also appeared. She is in a new movie called Death Do Us Part, produced by Nicholas Humphreys of Reese series. Was there any discussion of DDUP by Ms. Benson at the convention?
Yes, there was. She is enjoying her part in the series. She said she also is busy writing and producing with her husband, Peter, and that is what they're focused on right now. So we may not see her as much in the acting side of things, as she's decided to pick up from going from in front of the camera to behind the camera. Hopefully she does do some more acting in the future, but she seems to have decided that the writing and the directing part of everything is her forte now.
One last question, which relates to the Vancouver Stargate Convention itself. Was there interest? You know, sometimes conventions go away for a year or so, and at the end of a creation convention, you know, is the purchasing of the tickets, the gold tickets for the next year. Was there some sadness or an emotion expressed to the creation staff about maybe bringing back Stargate Vancouver in the future?
I think at this point everybody is pretty much resigned to the fact that this is the last one here in Vancouver. I've talked to a couple of people that told me that they were all conventioned out because naturally it is getting more and more expensive to hold these, and so the fans have to pay more to see the talent come to the conventions. Vancouver is a very expensive city, but the actors, most of them are local. Some of them are not, of course, and they fly in from wherever. I don't think that there was a lot of expectation for a convention for Stargate next year. However, I can see a point where if the franchise gets picked up again, that creation would come back to Vancouver because they would be picking up an entire new audience for the show.
Well, Stargate is, this is only my personal professional opinion, and most people know this, but in case you don't, outside of James Bond, and there's, of course, there's a new Bond film in production by MGM, Stargate is the number one, well, number two worldwide for MGM, but it's their number one television franchise. And it seems to me, Patricia, and maybe you can comment on this, that they're just giving it a little bit of a cooling off period. As we know, Stargate can make it to a third season. We won't go into those reasons. But do you believe it's important that Stargate fans set aside any differences, you know, among the three different factions, SG-1, Atlantis, and SGU, and support whatever MGM is going to do with regard to the Stargate franchise?
At this point, I would say that that would be a very good idea because what has happened in the past is in the past. They're looking at if it does get picked up again, they're looking at probably revamping the entire series. I don't have any more information than anybody else does on what their actual plans are. We can assume that they would like to see it move forward and that they would want to finish off any storylines that have happened in the past, but I think it's an opportunity for everybody to let go of whatever was bothering them about the show in the past and just look forward to an opportunity to show MGM that we really want to see this series picked up again. We want to support the franchise and we want to get all of this nasty behavior behind us. And I think that is what is really important, is that everybody come together with a positive outlook for a possible new reinvigorated show.
Well, there has been, we're going to let you go here in about 2 minutes. There has been chatter for some time now. You know, a lot of fans want to see the Stargate Atlantis extinction. Then there was Stargate SG-1 Revolution, if I've got the names correctly. I may have them reversed, but... you know, my hope, and it's only a hope, I don't have any other information at this time, but that perhaps Stargate might come to the big screen as an epic to wrap up the series and then perhaps lay the foundation. Did you hear any discussion amongst the fans about that avenue of approach, meaning come to the big screen or maybe direct to DVD and then revive the entire franchise based upon the support of the fandom?
At this point, most of the fans really don't care which way it goes, as long as they get more Stargate.
Right.
They want to see... as long as there's more Stargate, I think at this point they really don't care whether it be a movie or a series, as long as they get some more Stargate. They're willing to take anything. I think everybody's pretty much learned their lesson.
Well, I certainly hope so. And in the chat room, we're seeing over and over again, save Stargate. But, you know, as you know, having been involved with the entertainment business for many years and myself as well, this is a huge undertaking. And the support of the fandom, setting aside any differences between the three factions of Stargate, is going to be critical to MGM deciding to actually pick up the ball and run with it again after Stargate Universe. So, Patricia, I want to thank you for spending this time with us. This episode will appear as a separate episode on You Decide. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your time in Vancouver? An example, will you be having a few adult beverages this evening?
To be honest, I'm going to be sitting down and having a drink with Frank Cassini and Alex Panovic and Peter Fleming. And they, because of all the work we've done together this weekend, I think they owe me. So I may be not walking straight when I return to my hotel room.
Well, and for those that don't know that are in different parts of the world, those three gentlemen, Alex, Frank, and Peter, were there signing autographs this weekend, were they not?
Yes, they were, and they were having a wonderful time together, meeting the fans, getting to know them, talking to them, finding out where they're from, and just being completely amazed at the love that's being poured out to them from people all over, from all over the world who just love Stargate.
Very last comment, because if we don't remember Vince Bagg, the balding Asian guy, can you share with us just briefly that he actually had a panel, did he not? You know, he's kind of a cult figure in Stargate. Can you talk about the Bagg?
He didn't have a panel. He actually, he's doing very well with the attention that he's been getting from the fans. He does have a thread on Gate World that says save balding Asian guy that he regularly posts to. He's actually quite amazed as well at the interest from the fans for his character, which is actually a background character. He does not really have any lines. And this was picked up by a bunch of fans on Gate World, and it's just exploded. And he still is thrilled about engaging with the fans and being a part of Stargate. He's been on every single incarnation of Stargate except the first movie.
Yep.
And he has a very active and busy schedule with a lot of different productions here in Vancouver. So it was great that he took time out of his busy schedule to come to the Stargate convention and see us and tell us all about himself and meet with the fans.
Well, yeah, and he's, except for the main characters, Michael Shanks, Amanda Tapping, Richard D. Anderson, he is one of the few people also that has been in all three series over the years. And, of course, he shared a wonderful interview with us a few weeks ago that's been extremely popular at Wormhole Writers News Agency. Well, Patricia, at this point, we're going to bid you adieu and have a wonderful evening. When are you returning home, or have you decided just to say to heck with it and move to Vancouver? Is that what's going on there?
Unfortunately, I do have to come home and back to reality, and I live in Alberta, so I'll be coming back to snow from a nice climate here in Vancouver where the trees and the plants are all bursting with leaves and flowering, and the spring flowers are up. It's going to be a little hard for me to leave, but at the same time, as soon as I get home, I'll be doing that report for you about my time in the Vancouver at the convention and be providing you with a lot more information about upcoming events and interviews with really interesting people on You Decide and Wormhole Writers on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, very good. Patricia, have a wonderful evening, and thank you for spending nearly 45 minutes with us here tonight. Go and have that drink, and I'll say sláinte, salute, cheers to you in Vancouver.
Thank you very much, and good night to everybody that likes to listen to our show, and so long from Vancouver.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, Patricia.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.